Chapter 16. Suggested Practices. These are for orientations, resolutions, and a review of our life, and are to be chosen according to each one's needs. Recollection. Be convinced of the value of a time of silence for deep inner life. Skillfully manage instants of exterior solitude for praying, reading, and recollecting oneself. In the midst of crowds and noise, make a little island within oneself. When waiting for the plane or the bus, in stores or offices, take advantage of the time for recollection and prayer. Consider the relative importance of actions, make a choice between them, and so reserve some time for quiet, favorable to prayer. Often think of Our Lady's recollection and ask her to be our teacher. Prayer. At the beginning and at the end of each day, manage to have some time for prayer, even if it is very limited time. Before every decision or important action, make a habit of turning to the Lord. For our conversations, our letters, our activities, to be marked by charity, precede them by a prayer of trust. According to circumstances, know how to ask, thank, praise, and adore the Lord. At prayer, question oneself on one's fidelity to the evangelical spirit. Mental prayer and life. Willingly use for mental prayer the text of the liturgy for the current season. Don't be troubled over distractions. Be careful not to arouse them. Bring your mind back tranquilly and pay no more attention to them. Accustom yourself to simple, cordial mental prayer, which can be taken up again without effort at free moments throughout the day. Be careful to take a regular amount of sleep and watch over everything which has to do with controlling yourself and your nerves. This is indispensable for our prayer life. In order to help yourself be calm, which favors vital prayer, be 2 minutes ahead of time rather than 2 minutes late for each of your actions. The end.